Office 365, Word and Outlook and PowerPoint has a fairly new dictate feature where you can, you know, like on the iPhone, you can dictate into a Word document, an email message, and so on. And it works really quite well. I was aware that for a little while they had like an add-on as they were developing it. And I found that a little bit clunky, but this thing works really quite nice. So I just wanted to show you this quickly. Now, this is only available in Office 365. It's not available in, let's say you purchase Office 2016, or I don't think it's even available in Office 2019, only in the subscription version, Office 365. I'm just going to open a Word document.
Windows N. W, Word 306, enter. Open in Dash Word. Document 1, Dash Word, Print View, Edit.
And I'll just show you where this is in the ribbons, but if you're going to do it, the shortcut key is Alt-H for the Home tab, and then D for Dictate, and then either D again or Enter, but I'll just show you where it is. So I'm going to open Ribbons, my Alt key.
Ribbon, Alt followed by H, upper ribbon, ribbon, Home tab, to switch pages, press Control plus.
It's fairly deep into the Home tab, so I'll do Control right arrow to move by groups, and I should find Dictate eventually.
Home, clipboard, main split button, press, font edit combo collapse. Paragraph, bullet split, submenu, styles button to move through, editing, find split button, press alt, voice, dictate split button, press alt plus down arrow for more options, alt followed by HD.
And there it is, there's where dictate is. And it said hit alt down arrow for more options. So I will do that and you can see what the options are.
Voice toolbar, dictate, alt followed by HD, D, menu, leave in menus, dictate, to move through items, press up or down arrow, alt followed by HD, D.
So first thing you land on is dictate, and I could hit enter now, which I'll do in a moment. You'll hear have a little bling noise, and then you can start dictating. And then you would do Alt-H, D, and Enter again to stop the dictation. Let me just show you what, there's one or two other options here.
Leave in menus, set dictation language list box, English left parent, United States right parent button selected to move to an item.
So it supports several languages, not just English. Let me see if there's anything else here.
French left parent, France right parent.
Oh, that's just a list of languages.
German left parent, Germany right parent.
So I think that's just about it in terms of what you find in the menus. So I'll get out and just go back in, like using the shortcut keys.
Escape, alt follow, escape, please escape, edit.
Okay. So everybody needs to be quiet. So when I dictate what I dictate, it comes in okay.
Alt H, upper ribbon, ribbon, home, D, voice toolbar, dictate, alt followed by H, D, D, menu, leave in menus, dip, leave in menus, leave in ribbons, edit.
The rain in Spain falls mainly on the plain, period. New line, I am presenting the dictation feature of Word 365 right now in one of the MIT classrooms, period. New line, that's about it, period. Let's just see what it sounds like.
Alt H, upper ribbon, ribbon, D, menu, leave in menus, dictate, to move through, leave in menus, upper ribbon, ribbon, home tab, to switch pages, press control plus tab, alt followed by H, leave in menus, leave in ribbons, edit.
So I just did the Alt H, D, I don't know, did you hear the little bling noise at the beginning? It's a little quiet.
Yes.
I mean,
yeah.
you hear it if you're right near the computer. You don't hear it if you're too far away. So let's see what we've got here. So I'll go back to the top line.
Top of file, Bingen's rain falls mainly on the plain.
Oh, Bingen's rain. Oh, that's not good. Okay.
I am presenting the dictation feature of Word 365 right now in one of the MIT classrooms. Let's just see what it sounds like.
One thing I've noticed is it actually sometimes is sort of fairly intelligent about some things. Let's see if MIT is capitalized. I don't know what to expect, but let's see. So I'll move over to the word MIT.
Am presenting the dictation feature of Word 365 right now in one of the MIT space MIT.
Yeah. Okay, so that was sort of smart enough to get MIT. I think it's sort of smart enough to get a fair number of capital letters. And you heard, you know, the periods came in okay. The new lines came in. Little clunky right here at the top.
Top of file. Minutes main falls mainly on the plane. I, India.
Now I'm just wondering if when I was doing this, somehow the computer was saying some other stuff like Bing showing up or something like that. But, you know, if you speak fairly clearly, it does pretty well. You know, I wouldn't write books with this or anything like that. But, you know, a short email message or, you know, or some other stuff. Really works very nicely. Let me just show you, I think I put on my desktop a file just with a list of punctuation things you can say. So I'll just open that up and we'll see what those are.
Windows M, desktop, D, dictate dash add punctuation, enter, dictate dash add punctuation, dot docs dash word. Say the following phrases to add punctuation to your text, colon, period, comma, question mark, exclamation point, new line, new paragraph, semicolon, colon, open quote, close quote, open quotes, close quotes.
And that's it.
Can you go over how you stopped the dictation again?
So I did Alt-HD and Enter to start it, and of course waited for the little bling noise. Then when I was done, just Alt-HD, Enter again.
Recently, ever since Windows 10 came to, I believe, 13.06 or whatever one of the previous updates was, I've been working with a lot of people who've been using the speech dictation feature built into that. If you go into User Access Center, set speech dictation, and the shortcut key for that is Windows H, and then, like you said, it's a toggle, and then you talk it, and you hit Windows H again, and you get the little bleep, it toggles it off. And that works anywhere that you could type. Do you think, and you may not know the answer to your question, that this is using the same back-end engine as that?
I really wouldn't know. But, I mean, it's all Windows. It's all Microsoft.
Yeah.
So what was that?
So if you go into, on the newer versions of Windows 10, the newer builds, if you go into User Access Center, speech dictation, you could set that up. And there's a little bit of configuration, first of all. It wants to know what kind of microphone you're using on, blah, blah, blah.
Yeah.
The first time type of thing. Then the shortcut command to that is Windows H. And that goes bleep. And then you talk and then you hit it again, goes bleep again, and it types for you. It works everywhere in the operating system. It does actually a pretty good job. I mean, I think it's almost as good as that on the Macintoshes, but that is included in Office, that back-end engine is included in Office 365 if you install it. Say if you installed Office 365 on like a Windows 8 or Windows 7 machine, but it's now everywhere available in Windows 10. So I think it may be that we're talking about the same thing.
By the way, I'm using Windows 10, the Spring 2019.
Yeah.
Again, this is Office 365, and it would be the same procedure that I just did if you were in the body of an email message in Outlook or a subject field. I haven't tried saying letter by letter the name of somebody's email address. I'd be sort of scared to do that, but seems to work.
If you use Windows H right now, will it activate the speech engine?
You said there was some setup to do. I mean, I'll try it. I'll just back in the blank Word document. I'll try Windows H. But you said there's some setup to be done,
well,
Frank?
Well, maybe it is. We all know that.
All right, we'll try it. Okay, I'll try again.
Windows H.
Yeah, nobody home.
No,
okay.
It doesn't work.
So, well, nope. It has to be set up first.
Okay, yeah. All right.
So just so you know, you go to User Access Center, go down, find speech dictation, and to go through its little setup wizard. Yeah.
In my new exploration of Windows 10, I've been messing with the dictation feature, trying to train it. And I noticed that sometimes it will put punctuation marks in, other times it will spell out the word. Like, for instance, I had it spell out the word period one time when I meant to put a punctuation in. So I don't know how you make the difference. On the other hand, it does pretty well with other homonyms. Like I said something like, I ate a pair of pears, and it used the right ones in the right places. I guess as machine learning, it probably gets better as you keep using it.
The punctuation thing I have seen, and I've seen it in other nuance-based speech text, even on the iPhone. What it has to do is that there's a timing issue. If you say, like, I went to the store, period, it'll type, I went to the store, and the period, punctuation mark. If we went to, I went to the store, period, sometimes it thinks you want to actually type the word period. There's a little bit of learning involved with that.
So when you said you did use the speech, enabled it using the accessibility feature, how did you do the part where it asks you to read certain lines of information to recognize your voice?
What I did was I just got past that. I just go next, went right through that part. It seems like it worked mostly out of the box. Again, there's a lot of variations here for dialects and accents and all sorts of things, but I think if you just go right ahead and get yourself past the wizard and start using it, it learns enough as you go.
This is only dictating the text of your document. This is not dictating the operating commands like the send button.
So what David's doing right now is just dictating text. Now, with the speech feature in accessibility, there are control commands where you can actually control the entire computer. I, honestly speaking, I've never gone that far deep into it, but it is possible, yeah.
Like the voice control?
Yeah.
You actually can dictate commands, things to do.
Like
really.
Thank you very, very much, David.
All right.